This will be called My Jesus, My Confidence. I dreamed I was walking along a beach with the Lord, and across the sky there flashed various scenes from my life. For each of the scenes, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other belonged to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I noticed that it always seemed to happen at the very lowest and saddest periods in my life. I turned to the Lord and asked him about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints in the sand. I don't quite understand why in the times when I needed you the most, you would leave me alone. The Lord turned to me and replied, My child, I would never leave you alone during your periods of trial and suffering. Whenever you look back and see only one set of footprints in the sand, it was at those times that I picked you up and carried you in my arms. Now is becoming a light with a most beautiful blue cascading light. The light at first appearance seems to be coming from within the trees itself, lighting up the sky. But no, as it's growing brighter, I can well see now that the lights are cascading in a pattern combined with long streams of blue, pale blue light, and also circular, almost host-like balls, I would say, of light. They are floating across the sky directly above Our Lady's statue, host-like in formation. Now, directly, if you look high into the sky, Our Lady is coming through the sky. Oh, she is so beautiful. Our Lady is wearing a pure white gown, and she has on gold sandals. And now Our Lady is coming in much faster. She's not walking. She's absolutely floating. So beautiful. Her gown is a pure white. Oh, as white as snow, as white as sugar. I have no explanation human-wise to tell you of the brightness of Our Lady's gown. She has all about her head a most beautiful mantle of white, going completely across her head and down to the edge of her gown at her feet. And the mantle has a trim of about an inch and a half of gold. I really believe it's real gold because it certainly looks like pure spun gold. Now, Our Lady has her hands up in prayer like this. And in her hands, I just noticed Our Lady has her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the very huge beads, the golden Our Father beads and the white Hail Marys. And the crucifix is dangling quite low towards Our Lady's belting. Our Lady this evening has on a gold belting. It's like a gold cloth with a tassel that comes down at her waist. And Our Lady's hands are still in prayer, and she's coming closer in that position. Now, I see Our Lady now standing upon the world. There is a large globe. I know it's the world. I see outlines like you do on the globes you use in schools. And Our Lady is looking all about her. Now, Our Lady is taking her hands and she's pointing to the sky. Over to her right, our left. And I see in the sky in the left a huge gathering of ships. I see the water. There's no land in sight, but there are many ships. and the sky is becoming very dark. It gives me a very ominous feeling. I can't explain it, but they're all ships. I'm trying to recognize them. I'm not familiar with ships, but they look like they're not tankers, but they look like battleships. One of them is flying a hammer and a sickle, a flag of it, flag with a hammer and a sickle. Oh, and now the scene, it's just evaporating, fading away, and Our Lady is motioning over now to her left side, which is our right side, and I see a map of Africa, and I see the Mediterranean, and I see ships going out. I can see them coming out of a channel. I recognize the Mediterranean, and they're heading down. They seem to be cutting a pattern across the sky now over to those battleships. Now, everything is becoming fading. I can't see anymore on either side. And Our Lady now is taking her crucifix from the beautiful rosary now and extending it out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child, it was urgent that I call you here this evening. And you will be given the strength to bring forth the message so necessary at this time. As I had discoursed with you this week, my child, you understand now that there is an urgent call for prayers. For your world now stands before a precipice overlooking a fall. This fall being far beyond what man can ever anticipate. I speak, my child, not of a spiritual fall, because that has precipitated the present crisis of mankind, but I speak of the fall of the nations. I have traveled throughout your world for many earth years, pleading your cause before heaven for an extension of time for our errant children. I have prayed with you. I have interceded for you. And now I must come to you with a torn heart. See, my child, my heart, filled with thorns, I accept the burden of my son. For a generation that has given itself over to Satan. All, on our Blessed Mother's chest, I see a heart, an absolute human heart beating. I can feel it beating, but it is just filled with huge, oversized thorns. And I see also a dagger, like some type of a huge saber-like knife being thrust into it, and it's bleeding. It's bleeding. A heart is bleeding. Oh. Now, our lady is motioning for me to look up. Oh. See, my child, the sufferings endured for the salvation of your generation. Were it not for the few who have given themselves to be victims to the Eternal Father for the salvation of mankind, your country, the United States, and most nations of the world. And I would tell at this time of fact, my child, that every nation of the world shall feel the catastrophe. I have asked you all to make atonement to the Eternal Father, to live a life of prayer. You must be in the world, but not of the world. My son has asked much of many of you who hear my words and will read my counsel. But for those who have received much, much is expected of them. The test is great. To be a disciple for my son, the test of love and obedience is great. No man or woman chosen for the path to heaven shall go without test. You will be tested as metals in the fire. If you love your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband, your children, before and place them between the border of spiritual salvation or destruction of the soul. If you place them first before my son, you cannot be a disciple for heaven. And your salvation shall be in the balance. The road to heaven is a narrow one. The roses are given at the end of the road, my child and my children. I ask those who can now are unable to hear my voice, I plead with you as your mother to listen to me and follow this direction, or you will receive a great chastisement. You must now go down upon your knees and make atonement, sacrifice, and do penance for your country, for your nation, and for the countries of the world. You are upon now the brink of great destruction. That is why, my child, I took you to the corner, the edge of the chasm, and showed you. You understand, my child and my children, that wars are a punishment for man's sins. Clergy in my son's house, I, your mother, I come to you as the mother of the world, your mother, known to you by many names. Mary Immaculate, of the Immaculate Conception, I have appeared to many in all nations of the world in order to save your world from destruction. Without my son, you are lost. a godless nation shall fall. A nation that has been eaten away and rotted by sin shall fall. A nation that has turned itself back and regressed to a state of animal living, bordering on all sins of the flesh and impurity, given over to all manner of seeking things of the world, power, lust, envy, hate, murders, abortions, worship of false idols, loving money, power, and lacking the instinct of survival, when survival can only be reached by pleading for them to the merciful heart of the Eternal Father. My child, you will continue with lessened energy to see that all of the messages of heaven are dispersed as fast as possible. Minds have become crowded, as some will give themselves over to pursuits of the world, and their minds become crowded and do not understand the message from heaven. The danger, my child, to this and my children is that you can fall away and be forever lost. For I repeat again, what is there tomorrow for you? Will you see another day for you? Will you know another sigh for you? How do you count your time upon earth? Through science? Through your physicians of the world? Oh, my children, how foolish you have become, running hither and yon, gaining great knowledge. But you cannot stop the deaths that abound throughout your world. You cannot stop the increased murderings of your children. Father against son, mother against daughter. And now all restraints gone for the protection of your children and your home life. The disintegration within the home. Because God does not have any place in your home today. It is always a great sorrow to my heart, my children, that you are truly like little children, never learning until you are punished. You are traveling the same road as in the past. You do not learn from your past. But my children, I repeat again, throughout the world's whole population, only a few will be saved. To be saved, you must now withdraw from the world, which has been given to Satan. You must earn your daily bread, it is true. But the bread of life is still my son, first and foremost. In your pursuit of worldly living, have you sold your souls to get to the head? Corruption and dishonesty abound in your country, the United States, and many, most countries, nations of the world. This corruption will not go unpunished. Your country, my child, must turn back to God because the time is running out. You cannot compromise with the enemies of your God, nor can you compromise with the enemies within my son's house, his church. Conform and you will die on the vine. I say unto you, all clergy, cardinals, bishops, and lay people in my son's house, his church, conform and you will die on the vine. The eternal Father in the Trinity, the giver of all life and the taker of life. However, Satan now has great rule over your world. All will be tested. In the coming cataclysm, I do not refer my child to a minor warning. I refer to a great minor chastisement for your nation. Many will die. Good are good, some good will die also, but they will be martyred for their faith. My child and my children, much cannot be in discourse with you at this time, but I must stress the urgency of your remaining in my son's church, regardless of the turmoil. I stress again this urgency for the salvation of your soul. You must not tear it asunder. You cannot run hither and yon setting up a new church. For to divide is to conquer, and that is the plan of Satan against my son. The adversary, the prince of darkness, knows that his time is growing short. He will do great battle now with the children of God. Prepare now, for you will see days ahead such as have never taken place within your country, my child. That is why I stress the urgency of this message. There will be much suffering. No class shall be excluded. Those who do not suffer shall be damned to hell, for they have sold their souls to get to the head. In time, this puzzle will be explained to you fully. All who hear my voice and will read the message from heaven. For the future is now, and it will unfold before your very eyes. Life, as you know it, will have no value. Death shall be commonplace among you. Murder, death by murder. You in the name of mercy. Death, murder. My child and my children, only you as an individual can save your soul now and the souls whom you love and whom you have the charge to reach out for. For those with great graces, they can be shared. You have a great obligation now to go forward as disciples of my son. If you proceed ignoring my counsel and my direction, you will see many nations disappear from your world within moments. Hunger and starvation, famine, disease, pestilence. My children, how sad I am that too few have followed my counsel to read the revelations of St. John to the world, the Apocalypse. Read them, my children. Ask my son. Ask the Eternal Father and the Holy Spirit to enlighten you, and the pages will become clear to you. The pages will open up like the scroll, and you will have full understanding of the days ahead. What was hidden from mankind for many years is being revealed in order to save the world from its own destruction. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Pray for your Holy Father in Rome. Pray for your bishops. Pray for your priests. Pray for your government leaders. For Satan has clouded many minds. I do not come to place fear in your hearts, my children, but to prepare you for what is to take place. Know that the merciful heart of the Eternal Father is with you. He does not wish to see you destroy yourselves, because the destruction of many in their physical bodies means the destruction of their eternal souls. For many will then be taken in the plan of Satan before they have time to come back, do penance, make atonement, and prepare for coming over the veil. Retain your sacramentals, my children. Feed on the bread of life, my son, in the Eucharist. He will sustain you in the days ahead. Cast him aside and you will be lost. You cannot, in your scientific minds, and no man of science will ever have the secret for the restoration of the dead to the living. Life only goes over the veil. It begins a life anew. No dead body shall ever be restored to life until the final judgment at the end of all time. Unto that time, there is a heaven, there is a purgatory, a place of purging, cleansing, and there is, sadly, a hell, the abode of the damned, the kingdom of Lucifer, the adversary to my son. The battle rages now for souls, my children. Understand that you are living in the latter days. Do not have your minds clouded by those who are skeptic, those who will reason with all man's scientific intellectual knowledge, which is as nothing. For soon as their minds seek a way out without prayer, Satan will come in and many will die. Our Lady now is looking all about her. She's looking all about her. And now she's pointing up to her right sky. That's to the left of us. High up in the sky, I see forming again two hearts. On the right side, the heart is the same as Our Lady had on her chest. It's a human heart. I know it. And it's all like a thorns around it. And also there's a knife through it. Oh, my goodness. And then there's a heart. It's almost like an entwining of rings, like. And there's another heart right next to it. Our Lady is saying, the sacred heart of my son. And that is covered completely with thorns. They're very sharp. I can reach out and touch them. They're very large. I don't know. I never saw a thorn so big. Not even on a rose bush. They're not that big. Oh.
I've cut my hands. Now, Our Lady, it's going very dark, and I can't see them anymore. Our Lady now is nodding, and she's placing her first finger to her lips. My child, now, you will continue with your prayers of atonement. You will be sustained for the arrival of my son, but then you must repair to your home. You will not be able, my child, to leave your bed until my next visit with you on the anniversary. Oh, my child, be consoled. I repeat again, for those who have received great graces, much is expected of them, and the value of suffering has been explained to you, my child. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. The sky all about the trees is a beautiful pastel shade of pink. Of course, you must understand that pink is Jesus' color. So when the pink starts cascading above the trees, it's a signal from heaven that Jesus is coming. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's amazing. Oh, I hope someone else can see this. It's so fantastic. The sky is opening up just like it's like, oh, just a mist blowing away, and the sky is opening up into a circular pattern, and it's so clear above. Jesus is coming forward now. He just, the whole sky was closed, but it opened up, and he's coming right through as though he was stepping through a sheet of glass. I can't explain it because the light is so brilliant. It's circular in pattern, like out, like actually spanning out from Jesus. The light is emanating, I believe, from within Jesus, because that's the way it looks now. Now, Jesus is coming forward. He has on a, I don't know what color it is. Jesus' gown, it's very long. He has it like tight about the waist with a cord like made of some kind of skin. I don't know. It looks like leather, but lighter in color, like a very light brown. But I don't believe it's any type of cord. It looks like a piece of skin tying, like cinching in his gown at the waist. And it has a, I see it very clearly. Jesus is smiling. He has a round neckline about the gown. It seems to be very simple in the way it's made. But his robe, Jesus' robe, is a very deep, plush-looking, velvet type of burgundy color. It's burgundy. I believe that's the color. It's between a rose and a red. I can't explain it, but his robe looks like velvet, beautiful, and he has it tied at his right under his chin, between his chin and the upper part of his gown by a gold cording. And it's very windy because there is I think it's called the cowl. Does Jesus say a cowl? C-O-W-L, from the back of his neck. That's a hat, like the cape part of his like a long, like mantle. Like a lady wears a mantle, but he has on like more of a heavy type of cloak. And Jesus is looking all about him. The light is very brilliant, but I can see his hair is quite long. Jesus' hair reaches down below his shoulders. And it always appears, I don't know if it's the reflection from the burgundy of his robe, but his hair looks like a reddish brown. It's a beautiful shade of it must be brown, but the light cascading from his robe makes it look like a sort of reddish brown. And Jesus' eyes are, I explained his eyes. His eyes are beautiful. See, with our lady talks, but it's like she's talking like with her lips moving. But Jesus looks, just looks at me. And there's not a movement of his face, and it's no way to explain it. He's talking right into me. Now he's moving over to be directly over Our Lady's statue, but beyond the first tree, and he's looking all about him. Now he's placing his hand up like this, and Our Lady is coming forward. I didn't notice where she was before, but she's coming forward from behind Jesus, and she's standing now. She's going over to Jesus' right side. Our Lady has on, now over her beautiful white mantle that extends to her feet with the gold trim on it. She has a beautiful, beautiful Fatima crown. I've learned to recognize it from the way it's rounded with the cross on the top. It's the Fatima crown, all of gold, Our Lady has on her head. And she's standing right next to Jesus with her hands together like this in prayer. And the beautiful large rosary bead just dangling from her fingers. Our Lady looks very much petite next to Jesus because, you know, Jesus is quite tall. I would say he's about 6 feet tall. And Our Lady only comes up to her shoulder now as the way she's standing there. Our Lady is just motionless, standing with her hands in prayer like this. Now Jesus is turning, and he's moving back a little. He floats back. Our Lady and Jesus seem to be weightless, yet they look as solid as you and I, except for that brilliant light. The light is tremendous. Now, Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children. My mother goes untiringly throughout your world in these latter days, counseling you to prepare you for the days ahead. My child, in the early part of your mission, I directed you in the path to the path of recovery of souls. My words, my child, I repeat anew. What was to happen in the future shall be now. It was for you to try to prevent this by getting out the message in great haste. My child, I am fully aware of the energies and the ceaseless work entailed upon you in your weakened condition. However, we understand, my child, and shall not place a more heavy a burden than you can carry at this time. The strength will be given you from heaven. My child and my children, I will not, at this late date, continue with a lengthy discourse, giving you all countless reasons for the necessity for a just intervention from heaven upon mankind for the salvation of souls. My mother has prepared you well. You have been counseled to wear your sacramentals and to restore the faith in the hearts of the multitudes. All clergy, cardinals, bishops, parish priests, and laymen shall be accountable for the fall of all souls within their self-imposed dedication of protection, which has been cast aside as many have been blinded by a life of too much luxury and ease. As I told you in the past, through prophets and the word, that it will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter heaven. For his richness has been directed from Satan for the destruction of his soul. Charity is few. Charitable people are few, my child and my children. Blessed are the poor and the peacemakers, for they shall be truly called children of God. The more you give yourselves to the world and the pursuits of the flesh and the pleasures of the flesh, the farther you fall out of grace and lose the road. Souls are falling into hell faster than the snowflakes that cascaded upon you in the worst part of your winters.
Hail Mary.
No, my child, have no despair or fear at this time. You shall not be making the trip into the harvest with my mother at this time. But, my child, you know full well that even many martyrs shall fall into hell unless there is a victim soul or victim souls willing to do penance and make atonement, prayer, penance, and atonement by all for them. Your priests in my house, my church upon earth, do not have a special passport to heaven. In their human nature, they have the same struggle and must carry the cross. However, many are casting aside the simple way for a most complicated life, using man of science and intellectualism to destroy his own soul. The way to heaven is a simple way. It cannot be compromised. It cannot be modernized. It cannot be cast aside or a new religion started. For your religion will be of man, of humanism and modernism and Satanism, and all the isms that destroy mankind in the end.
The Lord is with thee.
My child and my children, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Proceed with great haste to send the message throughout the world. Hasten, hearken, and listen. For I shall not warn you again. You are now on the edge of doom for many. For the end shall come upon many suddenly, without warning. Are you ready for this, my children? I do not come as a prophet of doom to you, and neither will the voices crying out with the truth come as prophets of doom, but they will be disciples of the end days, bearers of light and the truth. Listen and you will be saved. Believe and you will be given away. Close your ears, harden your hearts, and turn away, and you are lost. Protect your children and your homes, for many tears shall be shed by parents. Wear your sacramentals. Do not be influenced by those who have lost their way and seek to take others with them. You must be different in this world of Satan. Receive his mark and you are lost. Receive the mark of the cross and you are saved.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
The test will soon be placed heavily upon many. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer. And when you grow despondent or despairing, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My ears are never closed. Our hearts are open to you. Believe and you will be given the way. Seek and you will find. The truth is a simple way. And you must live this simple way. And stay out of the world and its entanglements with Satan. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning his head to our lady and he's saying something I can't hear him. It's like almost a whisper, like a rustle of the trees. But they are now turning to the right. Now lady is leading the way. They're going across the sky. Now Our Lady is turning. She has her hands up in prayer again like this. And the rosary is dangling from her fingers now, quite down the front of Our Lady's gown. I can see the beads. Now Jesus is over by the tree on the left side. And he's placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is nodding to Jesus and they're turning over to they're cutting across the sky now. They float just effortlessly. It's just beautiful to see that they go clear across the sky, but without even moving their feet. Oh, this is now Jesus and Our Lady are over by the third tree from the flag. Now Jesus is bending over. He has to go surmount the branches of the tree, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand across his chest. Now they're turning over to their right, and they're coming across the sky now.
Blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
And now as Jesus and Our Lady are standing above the statue, they are both simultaneously, both together, they're pointing to their right side, that'd be the left side of the sky. And I see a huge globe forming, a huge globe. It must be the world. And there's a big cross on the top of it. But there are flames all about the globe. There are flames that just seem to be coming out of the globe. And the cross is becoming very dark, very black. Oh, now it's fading away. It just seems to evaporate like the mist. And Our Lady is, I can hear from here, Our Lady is heaving a very deep sigh. And Jesus now is touching his finger to his lips. You see, my child, the great trial that is to come upon mankind. The second part of our message to you must still remain a secret, my child. You understand that?
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed for all.